Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Monday, December 13th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Today on the pod, I will be joined by Joaquin Gage from the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast, also former Edmonton Oiler as well. A lot of news coming down from Edmonton practice, and we'll break it all down with Joaquin. That's coming up here in minutes from now. Like always, you can hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. As the Oilers now 5 straight losses, losing 3-1 on Saturday night. I don't think they're bad. I don't think they're great either. Carolina's a really good team. They were the better team. They deserved the win. The Oilers missed some sitters, though. I mean, RNH hit the post crossbar, was it? Zach Hyman misses a wide open net. So they were right there the whole time. It was 2-1 until late, but Mikko Koskinen with a softie on the second goal. On the third one, I was a little hard on him. Well, no, I was hard on him. I shouldn't say little. But then after watching the replay again, it was a bad bounce. It was a bad bounce. But we'll ask Joaquin about Mikko, who's kind of tailing off here. The numbers are dropping, and it's not a good situation for Edmonton. And it's not all on the goaltender. Hell no. The injuries to the back end has hurt this team. They were eventually going to impact this team, and they have. But 5-on-5, you're not getting a lot. Dave Tippett, just when they're in trouble and they're always down early and they're always down, they're always chasing the game. He goes to the big guys, and then there's really nothing else coming behind that. So you got to find a way. And that leads to the lines today that we got at practice. Here they are. Draisaitl with McDavid and Cassian. Fogle with RNH and Puljujarvi. Shore, McLeod, Yamamoto. Benson with Ryan and Sevier. Turris was kind of rotating in. No Zach Hyman today at practice. We'll get a further update in this podcast as it's made available to us. What do you think of that? I mean, Fogle, everybody's been wanting him there. I think he gets the bump because of the Hyman injury. And Cassian, a guy who's struggling mightily, is going to get a look with two big guys. What else do you do, though? Like, there's no one else you can throw up there, really, realistically. So I know a lot of people want Benson, but Dave Tippett's not going to do that. So even though he's not playing very well, he's getting a prime opportunity with the two best players in the league. Yamamoto is only a matter of time. I think Yaremchuk texted us in on the postgame show. It's 4 or 5 games that Yamamoto's played, and he hasn't had a shot on net. So that can't happen, especially when you're playing with Leon Draisaitl for all season. Outside of the one game where he started with McDavid, that was the only difference. So Yamamoto's got to be better. And he's good two-way guy. He's good on the PK. But you got to produce if you're playing in that spot, and he's not. So he gets the bump down. McLeod short. I don't mind that line. If Benson starts there, I'm intrigued by it. I don't think they'll play a lot, to be honest. that's the one there. And then defensively, it was Nurse with Bouchard. Keith Cece. Nemelainen with Barry, who had 10 hits on Saturday. Nemelainen really making a name for himself. Cuckoo was also on the ice, which is a positive. And Broberg and Lagesson were your fourth pair. And all three goaltenders were on the ice. Skinner, Koskinen, and Smith. We'll hear later from, we'll get some updates on Twitter on see if Smith is good to go. If not, Koskinen was in the starter net today at practice. Look for him to get another start here moving forward. But the Oilers got to turn this around. You can't be a team that's going to be losing 6, 7, 8 games in a row. You can't. And I don't think they're as bad as their losing streak. I don't think they were as good as when they were 9-1 or 10-1 at that time. I think they're somewhere in between. The depth players are not doing much. I mean, your bottom six, I don't think, has scored in 9, 10 games. Fogle hasn't scored in, 18, 19 games. Cassian is MIA. Derek Ryan has fallen off a cliff after a good first, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Shore's just coming back from injury. I don't mind him. McLeod's young. He's playing well, but again, there's no production there. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night with these lines. And hopefully Hyman's not long-term. Like I said, we'll get an update here hopefully shortly while we're on with Gager or just after. And let's knock on wood that it's nothing too serious, because Zach Hyman, there's not many guys on the Oilers that play like Zach Hyman. And he brings something that's rare with this team. So they absolutely need him. How confident are you feeling? Are you still on that? I know it's a lot that Dave Tippett wants, that people want him to get fired. It's not everybody, but it's, I just think it's a little too soon for that kind of talk. I could be wrong. Who knows? But if this losing streak continues, hell, everything's going to be on the table for the Edmonton Oilers. Everything. So you just hope that the Oilers can turn this around with the last few games of the homestand, as they get Columbus on Thursday, and then they fly out to Seattle to take on the Kraken, where they lost last time out. So the Oilers have to be better. You got to be more physical. You got to be more emotional. You have to get in there. And I don't think they were bad against Bruins. I don't think they were bad against Carolina, but you need more. At the end of the day, you need more. McDavid was a little frustrated with the questions. But hey, buddy, sorry, man. You got to be better, man. Like, it's, and they're snake bitten, and then stuff happens. I thought at four games, I'm like, it's a rough patch. They'll get over it. At five, my concern is growing. If they lose tomorrow, holy smokes, it's going to get ugly here in Edmonton with the team. And what do you do? Because you have nothing in the farm for forwards. Trades are going to be tough because the Oilers have zero money and not a lot of intriguing assets that other teams would want on your roster, because you need to move out money. That's the only way you're going to get a trade done. So see what Kenny Hall and Dave Tippett can do to turn this five-game losing streak around. We knew tough times were going to come eventually. Every team goes through it, but the Oilers really, really got to get out of this one and start trending in the right direction again. There's the Vancouver's playing well. They've won four straight. They're only 6 points back now of Edmonton. Now, Edmonton has a ton of games in hand for sure, but a lot of teams are catching up, and the Oilers' hot start is dwindling away, so 2 points is an absolute key. Let's get to Joaquin Gage, as we'll talk about all these lines, Mikko Koskinen, and what's troubling this team. Of course, you can find him on Twitter at Joaquin Gage 31. He's a great follow. He's got some great insights. So then I'll welcome in Joaquin Gage, former NHLer and host on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Me and Gager, we didn't air the start of this, but we talked F1 for about 10 minutes. So, and I know you don't want to listen to F1 on the Lockdown Oilers podcast, so we'll get right to it and talk some Edmonton Oilers. Gager, 5-game losing streak here for the team. I'll just start off with this one. Are you in that mode where we're getting a lot of people texting in, and you're seeing a lot on Twitter that time for a coaching change? Where are you in that? Because I think it's a little too soon for that kind of talk here.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance. This team, to me, like, there's going to be ups and downs in the regular season, and I think I said at the beginning of the season, I really don't care what the Oilers do during the regular season. Like, it's not the be-all, end-all for me. I want to see them come springtime and see what they what they do. And there's a very passionate fan base here
that has
gone through a lot, where this kind of PTSD of bad hockey for so long, and it's unfortunate that they're just waiting for something bad to happen, but there's going to be ups and downs, and I don't trust teams that don't have some sort of adversity through the regular season, because if everything's roses all the way through, I mean, the playoffs are even more emotional with, like, you could win three games in a row, have a team on the ropes and lose one, and then you all of a sudden you have people asking, can you win this series, right? So you have to, the regular season, I think, is to build up a tough hide and realize going through some of the bad times throughout and not playing well is, and just coming out of it and knowing that you can do that. And a coaching change, no. We'll see how they do in playoffs. If it's another disappointment, then maybe that's a time to look in a different direction. But it's way too early to say anything like that.
Yeah, Joe, we'll get to the lines and guys that are coming back, and we'll get to Mikko, because I know you were pretty passionate about the goaltending on Saturday as well. But no Hyman at practice. This doesn't look good for the Edmonton Oilers, because this guy, for me, I mean, outside of McDavid and Draisaitl, like, this guy brings something that a lot of the Oilers don't have, and I don't even know what to call it. He's got this hard determination, the way he plays the game. He's a straightforward, like, he goes right to the net. Like, this is going to be an enormous loss for the Oilers if it's long-term.
Yeah, just to the fact that Tippett said the other day, put down the iPad and just watch Hyman.
Yeah.
I mean, he does everything that you want from a player out there. Plays hard every shift. He's responsible on both sides of the puck. He's a real enjoyable to watch. I mean, we have two guys that are super fun to watch.
Yeah.
But let's face it, there's not everyone can be a Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl, right? Like, I think for most human players, I think a better bar are would be to measure yourself against Zach Hyman. And, I mean, if you had a team full of those, that would be very difficult to play against.
And as I'm asking you this, so good news, I guess, on Hyman. Ryan Rashog's tweeting out that Tippett says it's day-to-day for Hyman and he's not ruled out for tomorrow. So, I mean, that's excellent news for the Edmonton Oilers. But let's say, Gager, he's not going to go. What do you make of the lines? You got Draisaitl with McDavid and Cassian, Fogle with Nuge and Puljujarvi, Shore, McLeod, and Yamamoto, and then your fourth line's Benson, Ryan, and Sevier. More specifically, are you okay with Yamamoto getting the bump down to the third line, and then Fogle and Cassian getting the bump up to the top six?
Yeah, I am. Just I was at the Hurricanes game and seeing how they play. It was a dominating performance.
They're a good team, Gager.
Or Thursday's game.
Yeah. Oh, the Bruins. Yeah.
Oh, no, this the Hurricanes game.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah. just seeing how they played. They all played the same, right? And
yeah.
They played a heavy, kind of very physical game. It's out of the realm of possibilities that the Oilers can play that way. But I like Fogle going up to that second line. That looks like a big, kind of brutish line that can bang a little bit. I want to see that in action for sure. I have no trouble with Yamo going down to the third. He's responsible. He puts himself in good positions, I think, for the most part. We'd like to see a little bit more on the offensive side. But, I think hopefully, though, Tippett maybe stays with it for a period, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what these guys can do together.
Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Are you becoming a fan of Markus Nummelainen, who had 10 hits on Saturday night?
By far the best player. I was talking, actually, Cass was at the game, and as we were walking out, we were both raving about his play. And Matt said something really insightful when, as a player coming up to the big club. I mean, most guys, when they get called up, what's the one thing that they can do to set themselves apart and hopefully create a spot for themselves? And that's finish checks,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if you're out there finishing all your checks, that's a heat, like, coaches recognize that so quickly. And the fact that not only this guy finishes his checks, they are punishing checks.
Yeah.
Like, he is crushing guys. So it's an element that I don't think the Oilers really do have on the back end, just a bruising, punishing defenseman. I wouldn't be surprised if he stays for an extended period of time here, because he just adds that extra element to the Oilers that they're kind of lacking in.
And it's funny because today I was looking up the stats for the Edmonton Oilers. He's fourth on the Oilers in hits, and he's played six games, Gager. So, and I think he's going to push Cuckoo and Russell. I'll be honest. I don't know how you take him out now, Gage.
No, you can't. That's what I'm saying, though. That's he's made it in part. Like, he's added an element that they don't have. And you can see guys after he hits them. Like, it's they look like they hurt, you know? you don't have that. He's a bruiser. It's great. He's got such great timing with hitting people. That's such a skill to be able to time someone and pound them. Like, it's so hard to do that. Like, man, I thought he was arguably their best player on Saturday just because of his physical play.
Yeah, and Keith was with CeCe today. We'll hear from the coach here in a bit to see if he draws back in tomorrow, and then their defense. There's no more excuses because their defense is back and ready to roll here. I know Russell's out, but he was a guy that wasn't playing much ahead of all these injuries. Gager, on Saturday, and I know you, I think you texted us or I tweeted about Mikko Koskin, and the second goal was bad. After watching the replay, the third goal was just a bad bounce. I mean, that stuff happens. But I'm just getting sick of hearing, like, well, he was great, but he's always great when you're down a goal. Or do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not, I feel like people think I'm, like, you know, punishing this guy, but I just don't think Mikko Koskin is a guy you're going to win with down the road in the playoffs. Stuart Skinner, he's played well, but the team just doesn't win in front of him. And then you're going to get Mike Smith, who knows how his high ankle sprain or whatever he has as the issue is going to respond here. But just you're the former goaltender, and you've obviously, you know, way more than I do when it comes to goaltending. But is Mikko Koskin, is this just who he is? Like, he's good for a couple games, weak goals are more often than not. Is just Mikko Koskin and just a very good secondary guy?
Oh, God. It was weird because watching the game, and really, if I were to break down all the goals, I thought, although he made a really good save on the first goal, I found that he just lost track of the puck. He didn't stay out in front of the goal line. Like, his pad was actually in the net, and I understand those goals because I think I was playing yesterday and I allowed one just like that. But I made a save and then okay. The guy scored. And I'm like, gosh. And I went through the whole thinking. But for an NHL guy, he should be able to track the puck a little bit better than that, right? And be in a better position. I think that it would have been a really good save, but it's a savable save, if that makes any sense, for Mikko there. The second one, I mean, he's just got to have that. He can't allow that type of goal where, even though it might have been tipped a little bit, I know it's hard, but that's a save he has to make. He's big enough that should probably just hit him. It does seem like he does run into a little bit of bad luck at certain times, like just a terrible bounce on the boards to go out there. But saying that, I find when Mikko goes out to play the puck or stop it, I would like to see him only go out there if he knows he can stop it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of a goalie going out there and trying to drag bunt one down the first baseline when the puck's up on the glass. Like, nothing good is really going to happen there if the puck hits a stick or goes somewhere else.
Yeah,
Just go stop the ones that you can, and let the other ones go. Like, give yourself a chance to make a save or something bad from happening. That was a bad bounce, but yeah, he's got to eliminate those bad goals. I mean, at one point I think he finished with a 91 save percentage or something like that for the game. Like, it was still good, but just those. It seems like there's just a few that squeak by and just stoppable pucks, right? Like, make the other team do something special to score on you, or a really bad bounce and shore up everything else. It happens too much, Hernan.
Yeah, and the numbers are dipping a bit. He's at a 305 goals against, 907 save percentage. He's 12-5 on the season. So we'll see what happens. If you had to pick tomorrow, let's pretend, because there's no news still on Smith. Hopefully, I get it by the end of this podcast. If it was between Koskinen and Skinner, who are you starting tomorrow?
I start Skinner.
Okay.
I think it'd be good for him to go up against the Leafs. It's kind of a fun game to play in because the crowd's basically 50-50. If Leafs are going good. A chance to assert himself against another really good goalie with Campbell. And I just think after last game, the kind of bounces that Mikko had, not that he's weak mentally, but it's gotten to the point with these goals within the first six shots or eight shots of the game, and even the fans, the air that's let out of the building when that happens, and the Oilers getting down one. I think it's a very emotional time for allowing the first goal with the Oilers. They got to get the first one and start rolling from there. This enough's enough.
There's a lot of issues here. Listen, the injuries on the back end, that's not on the coaching. The 5-on-5 play is not good enough. The special teams is dipping. The PK is giving up a goal here almost in every game on this homestand. Power play outside of the Boston game hasn't really produced after just a torrid start for this team. And you brought it up, like getting the first goal, it's been 17 times, in the first 26 games, they've given up the first goal. What's the biggest issue for you with this team right now, Walk?
Well, the starts, you know. Yeah. That's the biggest issue. I really think just to go back and just make it as simple as possible, right? Let's get into this game and make sure we can have a good start. Like, maybe they have to start dumping the puck in, you know?
Yeah.
Clear, like, just chips off the boards and skate into it. None of this little backhand sauce pass over a stick at the blue line. It's like real straightforward hockey. We have to ice it. Like, just get back to just playing normal, get everyone into it with some speed, play a really simple game, and let the skill take over from there. I think there's a little bit of sawdust being squeezed out of the sticks at the starts of games here, trying almost not to make a mistake. I think if they can just get a period in, simplify it, maybe you have to come out of that period 0-0, right? Maybe like a scoreless period might even be better than scoring the first one for the Oilers, just to get that weird monkey off their back of allowing a goal and getting behind, and especially at home, there's the crowd sigh when that first one goes in. It's deflating.
This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar, Built Bar, filled with so much holiday goodness, rich and decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You can get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra feel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. And this just coming down, Anton Khudobin on waivers, Gager. If the Oilers had any money, it'd probably be realistic. It doesn't seem like they can, but this guy went from the bubble star, remember? Now he's on waivers. Like, what the hell's going on here? Cass's buddy, right? Vodka and fettuccine.
Yeah. And well, Bishop's done. Well, geez, that's weird. But too bad the Oilers can't do anything. Or that might be that would be interesting for sure. Because there's a guy that plays kind of second fiddle that comes in and is really reliable, right? Like, that would be a great pickup. But unfortunately, not.
No. Oilers Leafs tomorrow, then Thursday they get the Blue Jackets, and then on Saturday they're in Seattle to face the Kraken. Well, how do you see this Oilers team's record going this week, Gage?
Oof. I think it's going to be a really good game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just because of the history of just kind of last year with these two, Matthews and the comparisons and the mm-hmm. McDavid and Draisaitl and Martin, all those things. And the Leafs are flying, right? So
yeah.
This has been a pretty tough homestand for the Oilers. Like, they've played some really good teams, and it doesn't get any easier. But I do think just because they don't want to be embarrassed like they were last year in that three-game homestand against the Leafs when the Leafs just pounded them for three straight games. I think they'll be way more prepared for this. Hopefully they can get Duncan Keith back, just having that extra experience on the back end. I think will help tremendously. But I'm looking for a really good game. I think it's going to be a bounce back. Can they win? I think it's going to be close. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you'll see a lot of complacency in the Oilers tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. They got to get this turned around here quickly, or the Dave Tippett talk will not go away. And we'll see. I mean, hopefully Hyman can go. Like you said, hopefully Keith is good to go. We know it might be Koskinen in here. He was in the starter's net at practice, Gager, so it might be the big Finn once again. And see if the Oilers can score the first goal. Gager, I know you're a little sad today because F1 season is over and you got to wait 3 months. But just think about it this way, my friend. Next year, because we became fans kind of like midway through, right? Just before the midway point of this season. So next year, we're going to be all in all the races.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I got to do my research with the cars, I think. And I'm going to pick a team for next year.
Okay.
and really
roll
get
with
involved.
It.
I mean, I know you're bouncing from team to team with all those hoodies, but
I'm like a F1 hoodie floozy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got the Aston Martin one because I love the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I'm like, I like Lando Norris. I think he's one of my favorite drivers, but there's something about Mercedes, man. Especially with George Russell going there, buddy. Like, I think like those, in between that team and Lando, it's like my go-to right now.
Well, I mean, Mercedes wins the construction championship, right? So
yeah.
That's a big deal in itself. But I do have the feeling that Bottas was, if I were to compare the two teammates of Checo and Bottas, I give the edge to Checo. Like he was a better teammate, than Bottas was. So with Russell going there, I can't wait to see what he does in a different car.
Yeah.
He did get a lot out of that Williams car. The only thing that I do worry about, because he was going quite well until that Mercedes signing and kind of let his foot off the gas,
so to say. Yeah,
so we'll see how that partnership holds up. But yeah, exciting times. I'll have to wait 3 months, which sucks, but it gives me more time to fully invest in a team.
It will fly by, my friend. It'll fly by. We're back at it tomorrow with the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast, as Dusty was traveling today back home from the good old Hammer, as he called the Grey Cup. He did an excellent job. So, Gager, we'll chat tomorrow, and thank you for joining me today.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Big shout out to Joaquin Gage for joining me. Always great conversation with him. He's an absolute beauty. I hope all you out there one day get to meet him, because he is just top-notch guy. I'll give you the lines once again from practice. Draisaitl with McDavid and Cassian, Fogel with RNH and Puljujarvi, Shore, McLeod, Yamamoto, and it was Benson with Ryan and Sevier. Turris kind of mixing in there as well. No Hyman at practice. I'll have more on that right away. Nurse was with Bouchard, Keith with CeCe, Nemelainen with Barry. Cuckoo also took part in the skate. Broberg and Lagesson were your fourth pair. All three goaltenders out on the ice for the Edmonton Oilers. But we do have more coming down now from the Edmonton media. This courtesy of Jason Greger. Dave Tippett did say in his presser today that Smith won't play tomorrow, but he is getting closer. Zach Hyman, this is really, really good news. He hasn't been officially ruled out yet. I brought it up with Gager. He has responded well to the treatment, so that's really good news for Edmonton. And Duncan Keith could be available, but he seems most likely out of the three guys we're talking about, and Smith, Hyman, and Keith. So it looks like Keith will return to the lineup, and that's big because the Oilers really need to get back in the win column. Quickly, just some news from around the NHL. Braden Point skates in non-contact jersey, so he's getting closer. Flames games postponed as 6 players enter protocol. I know there's one staff member as well, so they're postponed up until December 16th, and then they'll reevaluate the situation there in Calgary. They play it on Saturday versus Boston, so we'll keep tabs on the Boston situation as well. As you heard, Anton Khudobin on waivers from the Dallas Stars. The Avalanche also plays goalie Johansson on waivers, and Landeskog out 2 weeks with a lower body injury. And you want to talk about injuries and make excuses for all these teams. They've been without Makar. They've been without Rantanen. They've been out without MacKinnon this year. Without Kadri's missed a few games. That team has had like injuries to their big guns. So we'll see how the Avs do without their captain. But, I mean, they're a well-oiled machine there in Colorado and climbing up the rankings for sure. So Landeskog, if you have him in fantasy, make sure you take him out. And Blake Wheeler also out a couple of weeks, according to their head coach. So some tough losses, some tough injuries for different teams here in the NHL. So we'll see what happens tonight. Not tonight, tomorrow night. Toronto, it's always a fun game when they're in town. They're playing really well, so the Oilers are going to have to be on their A game. What will happen? Who the hell knows? New lines. And Gregor was saying also that Benson and Shore were kind of flip-flopping between the third and fourth line, so that's maybe something to keep an eye on for tomorrow. And then we'll see the status of Zach Hyman. I hope he can go, but, I mean, you have to be careful, right? It's a shoulder. You don't want this guy out long-term, and right now if he misses a game or two and it's going to benefit him, obviously you sit him out. It's going to be tough because he's such an important player for this team, and this team is reeling right now with five straight losses. So we'll see what happens tomorrow in the morning skate if he's good to go and if Keith is good to go. We know Smith won't play tomorrow, and looks like Mikko will get to start as he was in the starter's net today at practice. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Let's wrap this one up. We'll tee up tomorrow's enormous matchup between the Oilers and Maple Leafs here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Maybe we'll get someone out of Toronto. If not, then we'll just have some fun. Maybe we'll get someone here from the studios to join me, and we'll have more information on the injured players and all that fun stuff. For my producer, Juanito, and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll chat tomorrow.